Just like it's commonplace to leave room for dessert after a meal, when you're dealing with people, it's always a good idea to leave room for forgiveness, if for no other reason that it may be well with you, as it's written in Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 23. I had to learn this the hard way, but thank God I now have the freedom, the joy, and the happiness that comes after being delivered and healed of a wounded spirit. And when I compare that to all the years that I struggled to suppress it, and the numbness in my spirit that I just could not shake, which, by the way, was robbing me of the abundant life God promised in His Word, well, there is no comparison. Now I just praise God for His mercy, His grace, His patience, and His forgiveness for my shortcomings in faith, too. You see, it's just like it's written in Matthew chapter 18, verse 7. Woe unto the world because of offenses, for it must needs be that offenses come. But woe to that man by whom the offense cometh. There's no way around it. Offenses and hurts are part of living, and the best way to handle it, the only way to handle it, is not by suppression, but to respond God's way and to let God deal with everything else. You see, it's only after God opened my understanding more clearly to His Word, and after dealing with my own issues in faith, that I was finally able and willing to trust in scriptures such as Matthew chapter 18, verse 7, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 24 through 26, and Titus chapter 3, verses 1 through 9. And after I accepted responsibility for my own offenses toward God, did I truly forgive the offenses of others toward me. Only then was I blessed with healing, closure, and a stronger bond with God, which I appreciate now more than ever before. And just like He promised, the spirit of love, compassion, and forgiveness flows again in my spirit. And yes, it's a daily challenge, but I understand now, and I just leave room for it. Things happen, people make incorrect choices for a variety of reasons, and no one is excluded, including myself. So now I just pass it on to help someone else know that there is a better way, and the way is God's way. I did it, and when I forgave God's way, I reclaimed complete control and authority over my own life and destroyed the emotional gateway that the adversary had used to hinder God's purpose in me. Forgiveness doesn't excuse the offense. Forgiveness robs our adversary the satisfaction of our defeat. So for you, I pray that God bless you with the strength to overcome, the grace to forgive, and the joy of being made whole too.